Hi there. The word for you today is shake it off. In Mark 6, verse 11, we read the words, shake the dust off your feet. Here's some good advice Jesus gave his disciples when he sent them out. He told them, when somebody rejects you and won't listen to you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave as a testimony against them. So when you experience rejection, you've got two choices. Allow it to affect your confidence and self-worth, or do what Jesus said, shake it off and move on. Now, Jesus wasn't talking about sincere minds that don't understand what you're saying, but proud minds that resist and reject the truth you're sharing. He was saying, don't let it break your stride and keep you from accomplishing what needs to be done. When Paul was shipwrecked on the island of Malta, he was bitten by a snake while gathering firewood. Immediately, the islanders got together and said to one another, this is in Acts 28, verse 4, and I quote, this man is a murderer, whom, though he has escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow to live. Imagine that. They barely knew his name and knew nothing about him, but that was their conclusion. And how did Paul respond? The Bible says in verse 5, he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. And the story's not over. Notice what the islanders said about him next, verse 6. They changed their minds and said that he is a god. Whoa, people's minds change like the wind. So don't let their compliments puff you up or their criticisms and complaints tear you down. God's will for you is to help others. If they accept your help, give it. If not, go, or you'll be accepted and appreciated. Jesus said in John 13, verse 20, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me. In the final analysis, it's not you they're rejecting at all, but the one who sent you. And knowing that gives you the confidence and peace of mind you need to keep moving forward and doing what God has told you. Okay? That's the word for you today.